On September 11th, 2001, Joe Woolhead grabbed his camera and raced here to Lower Manhattan to capture the events that were unfolding. He went on to become the official photographer of the World Trade Center and co-author of the book Once More to the Sky, The Rebuilding of the World Trade Center. And I am so delighted to have Joe here with us right now. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Alexis.
So, Joe, 20 years ago tomorrow, when thousands of people were fleeing from this space, you came running with your camera.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. I still can't answer that question after all these years, but whatever made me do it, I was compelled to be here to photograph this. I knew that when I heard that the first tower had fell, I knew I had to come down and document this. I knew it was history happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was vitally important at that moment that I'd be here.
You've been here for about two decades taking photos, so
yes.
Millions of photos. And I'm going to ask you a nearly impossible question to answer, but when you think back to those photographs, is there an image that keeps coming up that just sort of encapsulates for you what happened here?
The photograph from 9/11 that encapsulates that is taken from Liberty and Church, which is just behind us,
right.
100 yards behind us. And it showed all the first responders on that day. It had a firefighter, it had a police officer, and they were starting to go back in to the fires.
Mm.
And in the distance, you could see the fires. And they were so incredible. It was such courage to actually keep on going back in. That's why that photograph encapsulates the day for me, because it has all of the first responders in that photograph.
Who were the heroes for sure that
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Now, you have a new book out. It's called Once More to the Sky, and in it are some never-before-seen photos documenting the rebuild of the Freedom Tower, One World Trade Center. What is it like for you to have documented the destruction we saw here 20 years ago and then the rebirth of this space with that building? What has that meant to you personally?
It has, on a personal level, it's been a privilege to work here and to see the rebuilding of this downtown neighborhood. The community has come together as these buildings have rose up into the sky. Over the years, I've seen the resurgence of the downtown area, and it's incredible to see so many people and so many tourists
yeah.
who now flock to the downtown area because it's such a revitalized part of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it, that I knew that even though there had been great destruction on that day, that New Yorkers would come back greater and stronger than ever before, because I saw it on all of the work that they did on the World Trade Center. Every nut and bolt that those guys placed there, they were proud of all of the work that they put into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew just from what was going on in the rebuilding that this place was going to boom in a few years' time. And it has. Even in the midst of a pandemic, it's still regenerating on a daily basis. And it's great to see all the new companies coming down here, like Condé Nast and so many starter companies as well. I love it. I just love it.
And
that.
we can tell by your slight accent, you're not a native New Yorker.
No.
You're from Dublin.
I'm from Dublin, yeah.
What does it mean for you, with immigration sort of also at the forefront right now, what is being here in this country mean to you?
This is the land of opportunity, and it always has been. Immigrants come here and they might be challenged at the beginning, but they can grow and they can start a family and be part of a neighborhood here. America is a great place to live. We have our problems like anywhere else, but I still believe that the American dream is possible for anyone and everyone in this country.
When you look at One World Trade Center, the Freedom Tower,
yes.
What do you think? Because I have to think you have some sort of a special relationship with this building. It's not just another skyscraper to you.
Yes, I'm amazed at to see this building finally finished after all the hard work that has been put into it. The World Trade Center site is still not done. We still have not dusted off all the tools and put them away. We still have work to do on 5 World Trade Center. But when I look around this site of all the buildings, to see one World Trade Center is somewhat magical. And it's great to see it as a beacon from anywhere around the tri-state neighborhood area. You can see one World Trade Center.
Yes.
And that's just a beacon of hope for everyone.
Most absolutely. Thank you for all the work you've done here in documenting for generations to come. Photographer Joe Woolhead, your work is still not done, as you said, down here.
And thank you, Alexis, for all your great work that you've done over the years.
Thank you. I was actually working at CBS News 20 years ago when the buildings came down. And
I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that. I saw those. Yeah.
So in many ways, I feel like we've both been documenting what's been going on down here.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Well, Joe, listen, best to you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. This has been great.